To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
That was Rob Bradford last week. I think our answer to that was no.
Yeah.
No, we don't see him getting just an avalanche of money.
No.
When he decides to actually opt out, the plan is to opt out, according to John Heyman. Sounds like he's going to. And so what does it mean for the Red Sox? I'm surprised. I understand the qualifying offer or the lack of a qualifying offer this go-round, and that should make him more attractive to teams in theory. There's no draft pick compensation tied to him as there would have been a year ago. We brought this up with Pete Alonso before as well.
Yeah.
I get that. I still don't think. You brought up the third baseman contracts before. Matt Olson. On the wrong side of 30, which Bregman is. Third baseman, biggest contracts they've got. He got 6 years, 150 at age 31.
Yeah, because look at some of these big deals. Manny Machado signed his at 30. Devers signed his at 26. Anthony Rendon, which is more of a cautionary tale than anything else, signed his at 29. Nolan Arenado signed his big contract at 27. Austin Riley was 25. Jose Ramirez, Jose Ram, one of the GOATs, at 29. And those all vary, right? Some of those are as high as, you know, Machado's is 11. Some of those are more 6-7 year deals. So,
and I'd imagine some of those guys were coming off stronger years, too.
I think even a 6-year deal would be an overpay. And that's what he was offered last year. And so this year, maybe it's more like a 4 or 5 year deal. And it's certainly not going to be the average annual value of 41. The highest average annuals, there's only 4 third basemen making over $30 million a year. And one of those guys is Rendon, which, again, is like the worst contract in baseball history.
Yeah, that's
like a joke of a contract.
The year before Matt Chapman got paid by the Giants, he hit 17 home runs and hit 240.
Okay, so that's not good.
Yeah, that's not
good. He was 30 when he signed, or that 31. Was his age 30 season.
How many games do you have it?
140 games.
Okay, so he would have had the edge on Bregman there, but that's Bregman, a down year.
Bregman missed 50 games, and he's going to be 32 on opening day. So
yeah, and I feel weird talking about him that way.
I like Bregman. I want Bregman. I'm just saying, like, I don't think there's this $200 million contract waiting for him.
Right, but okay, let's say he does follow through on opting out. I didn't think it was a lock, but it sounds like it's going to happen now based on the reporting from John Heyman, who, let's just say, has a direct line to Bregman's agent. So, yeah, I think now you have to overpay for him, and they have you over a barrel to some extent. And I don't think Boris has made all the right financial decisions for his client lately. I guarantee you Jordan Montgomery didn't think he made the right financial decisions. That's why he fired him.
Like even Blake Snell, I can't imagine, was thrilled with it a couple years ago.
So, but on this one, it looks like Boris is playing it right, assuming there's a market out there. Are you willing, Keith, to overpay for Bregman? Who, again, I like a lot, but I like a lot of the intangible stuff. Winner, been there, done that. Professional, a leader on this team. I like a lot of what all that represents as opposed to what they've had here in the past. And I think with a young team, Roman Anthony and guys like this, you need that. Are you willing to overpay? Whatever that is. But 6 years, 150. Twitch chat is saying give him massive AAV over short term.
Yeah, but he's walking away from that.
I was just going to say, I don't know that he'd want that. He is walking away
from
that. So maybe massiver AAV over over short term. Like, I don't know.
Gotcha.
But whatever an overpay is in your mind, are you willing to go there, overpay, to bring back Bregman, or is it a hard line in the sand?
Well, let me ask you a question, a follow-up, and not to answer a question with a question.
But go ahead.
I'm fine, because we get into this argument once again, or this conversation where it's John Henry spending this money. We already, as fans, spend so much money to go to these games that, yeah, they should be at the top of the league in payroll. But are you overpaying Bregman in, like, you know, the world of, like, the market? And now you can't get Alonso, Joe Ryan, Bo Bichette, like, you know, all these other guys. Or are you getting him in addition to all those guys? You're like, hey, we're bringing back Bregman, paying him a little bit more than we thought, but you know what? We don't have to pay Devers anymore. We got out of all of that contract. So we're overpaying Bregman, because honestly, they overpaid him this year. He's not worth $41 million a year, but that's how they got him. It was a short-term deal. They didn't have to commit to him long-term. But if they get him back, I really don't care what it is if you also get Pete Alonso.
Well,
but if he's the reason you don't get him, then, like, okay, that's a different conversation.
Well, and I'm with you, it shouldn't be an excuse. You dump the Devers money, so yeah, this is where you got to use it. So if you got to overpay on Bregman, great. You have more money to play around with. That should not prevent you from Tucker, Schwarber, Alonso. I'd have Alonso at the top of my personal list, as we've illustrated in the past. I think he's a perfect fit.
Because at the time of them signing Bregman, they had to commit 3 years, whatever, $120 million. The whole drama with Devers hadn't taken place yet. So they were probably still going to pay him that contract with Bregman. And then if the team does really well, I think the conversation would still come up this offseason. Hey, do you add somebody else? So I think there is that wiggle room, or maybe it's even in the budget, where you can be under what the future projections even were. Not that I'm trying to save him money. I'm just saying, like, how they might even be able to do this or justify it to themselves. Bring back Bregman, bring back Story, and still make a big splash.
Yeah. That's what they – bringing back Bregman is not enough. We don't give them a hero's welcome, and I think the Bregman signing was Breslow. He's the GM, baseball officer, chief baseball officer. So I gave him credit for that. If you don't retain Bregman, I'll blame him for that. I know a lot of people wanted to give Cora credit for the signing. Like, I hope you would assign some blame to Cora. If he walks, like, obviously he doesn't have that much impact with Bregman if he walks. So I hope the people who argued for Cora would stay consistent there. But there would be heat on the GM, and there already is. But there would be, from me specifically, if you can't figure this out. You don't really get that much credit for re-signing him. You already have him.
No.
And we went into the offseason saying, you need Bregman and Alonso. Bregman and Schwarber. Bregman and Tucker. Like, pick one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'd like to see on top of that a trade for a pitcher. That's what I want. I want to sign a bat, trade for a pitcher, whether that's Campbell, Duran, etc.
Yeah.
Figure it out and go trade for a pitcher. But, yeah, just bringing back Bregman and largely running it back with the same group, I'm not giving you any credit for that. You already had him.
No, right. And you saw how close you could get with the group that you have. And, yeah, Roman Anthony was hurt at the end of the year. So let's say you're a little bit better than that. You still lost in the wild card round. So how do you improve your team? It's right there for you. There's an obvious fit like Pete Alonso, but one of the reasons why he's the obvious fit is, in my mind, you already have the left side of your infield kind of set for next year. And then if you don't there, then there's sort of like a trickle down. So I don't fault Bregman for opting out. I thought he might just come back based on missing 50 games and $41 million. But it's not like the most shocking thing in the world. Like, maybe
let's see what he gets on the market.
Well, right.
I mean,
see what
he gets
on the open market. And maybe he said, you know what? Like, I had this. I agreed to this deal with the opt outs. I'm going to use my opt out, and you know what? Maybe I'll just settle in on a 5-year deal, no opt outs. I'll know what I'm getting. It'll be less each of the next 2 years, but overall, I'm set, and I know where I am for 5 years and all that. Maybe he wants to do that.
Yeah, but if he gets 500, 6120, something like that, he screwed up royally, and Boris screwed up on his behalf royally.
Yeah.
And
do you think he gets $30 million per year?
No.
Yep.
Do you?
$30 million for 3 years?
Oh, on
yeah,
a maybe okay on a shorter term deal. I thought we were talking five, 6 years.
Three for 4 years, 38 for four. Because I don't think so. Basically, he's walking away from two at 82. So if you put that into the equation, he has to get more than three for 90. Otherwise, that's insane.
Yeah, but does he want a short? If he wants a short term deal, he should have just stayed with this, because he's not going to do better on a short term deal. I don't think. If I'm wrong, I'll say it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Like, I didn't think he would opt out. He hasn't yet, but it sounds like he's going to. I'll be wrong about that.
Yeah, like, who's going to pay him two for 90? Like, that's
I don't think anyone.
It's dumb.
So, yeah. And it's worth it to me for the Red Sox to overpay for him, but you would be overpaying. And I shudder to think of what they do if he leaves. Text line is asking about this.
Right.
What's the in-house option if Bregman leaves? He opts out
Marcelo Meyer.
Signs somewhere else. So, Meyer is now your third baseman. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many games he's going to play, unfortunately. That's concerning. I think the player, and like defensively, he proved that he can play third. He can play anywhere, and he was willing to do it.
He can definitely do it defensively.
Yeah.
I still believe in the bat, so I'll even give you that. You hit on the main thing with him. How many games are you getting?
I know. And then if he's your third baseman, that obviously means he's not your second baseman, because I think just like everybody's healthy, everybody's back, couple of signings, he might be your second baseman. Right, Story also could be gone, but Story, Bregman, Meyer, and Alonso, I think, is like the dream infield. But there's also a reality where it's none of those guys. And Meyer's under contract, but Meyer might be hurt. Story and Bregman could leave, and then you just don't sign Alonso. And then you're like, Tristan Casas, Christian Campbell, David Hamilton.
Yeah, I mean,
Sogard.
I don't rule that out. They have goodwill to a degree from making the playoffs. A lot of fans are still upset about the Devers thing. I think they're wrong, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They have some goodwill for making the playoffs.
Free agent third baseman except for Eugenio Suarez.
I could see them saying, hey, we're continuing with the youth movement and Bregman opted out, but oh well, he got a crazy. I could see them doing that. I wouldn't defend it at all. I'd kick and scream about it. But could I see the team doing that now that it sounds like Bregman is going to opt out? I could. Best guess is he's back. I think he wants to be back. I think the team wants him back. I think they understand the value, but it's dangerous giving John Henry too much credit.
I think the fit
and
is
saying
good.
Henry is definitely going to do X, Y, and Z and pay X, Y, and Z. That's dangerous to believe it until he actually does it. So if you're asking me to pick and guess, I bet he's back. But if he's not, they really don't have a lot of pivot options.
No, they don't. The free agency is pretty thin at that spot. Guys in-house.
You said Suarez is the big name? That's it?
Eugenio Suarez, Max Muncy. I mean, these guys are both in their mid-30s.
Is Muncy even playing third these days?
I don't think so. He's listed on the thing that I'm looking at. It's a club option, too, so maybe he doesn't even get the free agency. Kike Hernandez is listed as a third. Yoan Moncada.
I would rather not do that.
No, it's a pretty bad list.
So is Bregman worth overpaying for? Because I think now that it sounds like he plans to opt out, according to John Heyman, you're going to have to overpay.
Well, Texline said you could trade for Devers. He plays third. He could also play first.
Well, just get ready for it. I mean, if Bregman walks and signs with the Twins, the Tigers, whomever. Twins are probably a bad example. Tigers.
I mean, A.J. Hinch, I could see the Tigers. Like, although they're in a fight now with Scooble.
The Devers people, who magically went away again. The Devers people will be back in full force signs somewhere else. And honestly, they'll have a better argument if Bregman leaves. Like, they will. The idea was Bregman's replacing Devers. He's an upgrade on Devers, which he was. And they'll have more of a leg to stand on if Bregman goes somewhere else. Rick is in Salem. Hello, Rick.
Rick,
hello?
Rick, are you there? We heard some beeping there.
Yeah,
that's an ominous sign.
Sounded very urgent. He says, get Bregman out of here. I've seen this on the text line, too. Get Bregman out of here.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, maybe
he hasn't even left yet.
That life support.
You driving him there?
Get him out of here. He's overrated, he says.
I don't think he's overrated.
He's not underrated.
I
will say that. He's not underrated, and I'm guilty of this. Like, I love Bregman. I love the idea of the signing. He ain't underrated, so does that by default make him overrated?
No, he could be properly rated. You don't think he's properly rated?
I mean, did you hear Veritek this morning? I know you did.
I did. I listened to Veritek.
He fixed everybody's swing. He's like the best teammate ever.
But some of that can be true.
Some of it can be true. He hit .273 with 18 homers. So,
yeah,
like,
but have you ever heard anybody say he's a top 5 player in baseball? Have you heard anybody say he's a top 10 player in baseball?
No, but could he be overrated and I still want him? Like, he could still be a good player and be overrated and I still want him.
Yeah.
He's a little overrated, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've probably been guilty of that.
We are overrating him.
Yeah.
Maybe Scott Boras is overrating him.
Maybe.
Maybe he's overrating himself. We'll find out.
I mean,
he hasn't
played a full year in the last 2 years.
No.
His home runs dropped over the last 2 years. You did some of this earlier, Keith, 26 to 18. His batting average actually went up last year, .260 to .273, but the OPS went down. I'm sorry, I take that back. OPS went up, .821 to .768.
Yeah, no, it went up.
So, you know, he wasn't healthy last year. If he could play a full season, some of those numbers would look a lot better, but he hasn't done that for 2 years.
No. But, yeah, with all that, I still want him back. I think they make a good case to keep him, meaning, like, he's made the play. Every year he's been a starter, he's made the playoffs. And this would give you an opportunity to do it. He seemed like he had a great time. Great relationship with Alex Cora. Seems to love the young players. I don't know. Like, that's all appealing. That's good. But they're going to have to pay him. I don't think they have to go crazy, though. Like, I think what this does, and you knew it the second he signed the contract, and you knew about the opt-outs, and we lived this with JD Martinez, too. His was a little bit different, but I think it was a 5-year deal with opt-outs after, was it 3 and 4? Whatever it was.
That sounds right.
But, like, you're going to have this time where it's going to seem like he's gone, then it's going to seem like he's back, then it's going to seem like, and then ultimately he's going to make a decision. So my prediction is he's back, but
it doesn't mean
you're not going to get these John Heyman stories trying to drive up the price or be like, oh, he's close to the Tigers or whatever. I still think he's back.
Twitch chat says 5 for $150. You think that would get it done for him?
I mean, I think it should, but
you don't even think you have to go there.
I mean, it's $30 million a year. That's fair. Because it's way more than what he has. It's more years. If he turned down a 6-year deal last year, I don't know if he had any regrets about that. But now that kind of puts you back to that same time. So maybe.
Another point here. People are asking, well, how can Bregman opt out already? Doesn't he have to wait till the end of the World Series? The report from John Heyman, to get into semantics, is that he plans to opt out. It's not that he has opted out.
They're not going
to
interrupt the World Series like with A-Rod and be like, hey, guys, by the way.
It is not past tense. He has opted out. It's that he plans to opt out. And when John Heyman says that, I think we know right where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty good insight on the plan. I don't think anybody's shocked by it. I didn't think it was a lock that he would opt out. But it sounds like that's not what he plans on doing. But the good news is, just because he opts out doesn't mean he won't come back.
Right.
We see this all the time. You've brought up Gerrit Cole, among others, guys who have opted out and gone right back to their team. So I think that's in play with Alex Bregman. But I think now you will be overpaying. And I think he's worth overpaying. Even if that makes him a little overrated and we're buying in a little too much on the intangibles and the leadership and everything else, I don't really see the alternative plan. And I think in some ways he was a perfect fit for you last year, just like I think Alonso would be a perfect fit this year.
Oh, yeah, no brainer.
And I would lean in on players like that. 617-779-7937. I read you this earlier, Keith. Dave Schoenfield had a plan for the Red Sox this offseason.
I love a good plan.
And we've done these in the past. Maybe we should bring these back.
Ooh, should do another plan?
He says you got to re-sign Bregman. That one's tenuous.
I would agree with it, though. That would be a part of my plan.
Meyer to second base.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
I feel better about relying on Meyer there. I feel like they have more options potentially to pivot away from than going Meyer all in at third base.
It works for me.
Christian Campbell is the odd man out, most likely traded. I interpret that as...
Yeah, for what, I guess?
Probably pitching help.
I'm not just dumping him, but yeah, if you're getting somebody good, then okay.
Bring back Giolito, if he's healthy.
Yeah.
Or sign someone like Merrill Kelly, or if you're thinking bigger, Framber Valdez, Shane Bieber. Fill out the pitching staff, basically.
All right, so another big starter.
But he thinks the team will play it safe and bring back a similar roster.
I don't like that at all, even for a lot of different reasons.
Even
I don't like
with
that.
Just Bregman.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I want them to overpay and bring Bregman back.
No.
If it's just Bregman with a similar roster, that is not enough.
Well, because we said this in real time. When they traded Devers, you got out from this massive contract. You weren't going to bring that player in or the equivalent in at the trade deadline, but we said this offseason they need to. And so it's sort of like, I think a lot of people wanted a big trade done then. Didn't happen. It was frustrating they didn't add more. I would have been happy with some rentals. But as far as like a potential 30, 40 home run guy, 120 RBI, like that type of player, it's probably more likely going to happen in the offseason. So if you don't do it at the deadline and then also don't do it in the offseason, then that trade looks even worse.
Meanwhile, between Alex Bregman, and we had reports the other week, I think this was Cotillo as well, they might not even be bothered if Bregman opted out and went elsewhere. I don't know if that's ownership. I don't know if that's Breslow. I don't know where those comments are coming from.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.